Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now then, Matthew chapter 6, the 33rd verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now there's a revelation right there. How do you take a thought? You have to say it. If it's just a thought, reject it and it dies stillborn. But once you say it, it becomes active. And a number of years ago when I had that disc explode in my back, and it was, I've never experienced pain like that. And the Lord reminded me of that. Where is pain? It's in the thought life. You can prove that to put you to sleep and operate on you. And I just started saying, I do not take the pain saying. I do not take the pain saying, thank God. I don't take the pain saying. Amen. And I sat out there in the backyard with two heating pads on that left leg. And I took some sash out of a couple of old bathrobes I had and tied them on there and turned the heat up just as high as I could get it, trying to match that other pain. And I sat out there in the backyard praising God just as loud as I could. And I learned this from Keith Moore. And thank you, sir, very much. I said, my right leg doesn't hurt. My arms don't hurt. Nothing but one leg. What's this? Why carry on about one leg? I've got two. And so my hands don't hurt. I don't have a headache. Glory to God. Isn't this wonderful? And I had that pain. And I, glory to God. Look at the grass. I glorify God. I take this thought. And as long as I would do that, it didn't hurt. I'd say, oh, glory. And boy, back he'd come. Don't take the thought. Don't take it. 2 Corinthians 10 will tell you what to do with a thought. Cast it down, bring it into captivity. Jail it, and don't let it out of jail. All right. That's not my subject, but okay. That's free of charge. Seek ye first. First things first. First things first. Not what you think is first. Not what I think is first. But what God says is first. It may come as a real revelation to you. He's smarter than all of us put together. And he knows what he's doing. He's been at it a long time. And he's good. And everything he says is good. Then everything he does is good. And he's trying to get the good to us and get the bad off of us. Amen. But now, there's a real key here. And I don't want you to try to read it on the screen. You can, of course, you can if you'd like. But I want you to hear this from the Classic Amplified. And I want to go down, let's take verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. What did he say? Stop it. He didn't say try to stop it. He said quit it. Stop that. Don't be doing that. Well, brother, no, don't start. Well, brother, just stop it. How do you do that? Yes, sir, it stopped right now by faith. That's the word being final authority. That's the uncompromised word. Yeah, it stopped. Okay, now, Lord, help me. But it stopped right now. About your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, get your body off your mind. What you shall put on, is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Now, a lot of people put this first. No, go around all that. Seek first things first. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit, one measure, cubit to his stature or to the span of his life? Why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow's tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, are you a heathen? No. I am not a heathen. Out in West Texas, we don't say heathen. We say heathen. I'm not a heathen. I'm a good old boy Christian is what I am. Your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. But seek, aim at, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness. Listen to this. Listen to me. His way of doing and being right. That hit me like a hammer. First time I ever read that in the Amplified. The first Amplified, the classic. They fixed it and ruined it. Don't fix something that isn't broken. His way of doing and being right. Let's do it the way he does it. The way he says do it. Seek that first. So how do I read that? What is the most important thing to this ministry? And what is this ministry's job? Meet the needs of the people. Where are the flaws? We were $1 million behind. This is back in the very early days. We were $1 million behind. And I pulled every string and it just wasn't doing any good. And we're still getting behind as we went. So I did back then what I still do now. I went up, went to our little prayer cabin over in Arkansas. Went over there by myself and stayed over there for 3 or 4 days or so. Never less than 3 days. When you need the wisdom of God, don't take longer if necessary, but don't you ever try to do this in less than 3 days. Fast if you have to. I've done it time and again. And I've never gone the whole 3 days without an answer. And that's what happened this time. And I just prayed in tongues. I prayed in tongues. And the Lord said, "You don't need $1 million." I said out loud, "Well, you could have fooled me." No, he said, "You don't need $1 million. See, that to me, that was first. But no, that was not first place. Very clearly, he said, "You have a problem in your ministry. And when I tell you what it is, you will remember when I told you to do it and you just sloughed it off and didn't do it anymore. And until you get rid of that, I could give you $1 million and it'd go away." It was when the Lord spoke to me, George, very plainly and said, "Tithe the ministry." And I thought, "Tithe the ministry, well, that's good, but I mean, all of it's his, isn't it?" And I was, and as far as I went. And while I was on that trip, and he said, "Listen to this. Do government employees tithe?" Mm. Yeah. "Well, isn't that the government's money that they get paid with?" Mm. "Oh, I see it." Well, of course, once that money comes into this ministry, then it must be tithe, because I said, "It's all yours." He said, "No, I want my tithe." And when I did, I mean, it was shocking. That $1 million just came jumping in there. I mean, like it's overnight. But I was not seeking first the kingdom. I was seeking first the Kenneth. But I had a problem. I didn't know what it was. But when I sought the King, he told me what the problem was. Hallelujah. We had a $6 million deficit on our television bill one time. Boy, that was wicked, wasn't it, George? And now, up until then, of course, television structure was different then than it is now. And all of our television was on broadcast stations back there then. And our television bill was very large. And we got behind on it. And it got on me. I said, "Lord, theoretically here I'm in debt." And it just kept going behind, just more behinder and behinder and behinder until it got behind. We were $6 million behind. And that thing's coming due every month. Well, if you get $6 million in there, you still got to have $6 million more because you still got to be paying the bills. And I didn't know. I did not seek first like I should have. To me, that was first. So, now, George being CEO, and we have a board meeting coming up, and the process, each department, including the television department, would send him their report, and then during the board meeting, George would give the entire report of all the departments. Well, he had given me the report. I didn't want to read it. I'm going to have to stand up there and tell our board members that we've had the worst year we've ever had in our lives. And I don't want to read this thing. And I waited till about midnight the night before that board meeting. Gloria was already in bed. Well, I'm going to have to read this thing. So, first department. Well, best year we've ever had. Second department. Most wonderful year. Third department. Great year. TV department. In the red, $6 million. And I looked at that. I said, Lord, he said, yes. Yes. You had the best year you ever had, and you didn't know it. Because if you will notice, the only department that's behind is the TV department, and that's the one you tried to carry. And you carried the care of it instead of rolling it over on me. I said, it's rolled. I woke Gloria up and got her in there. I said, look at this. We've had the best year we ever had, and I was so stupid I didn't know it. I didn't seek first. So, and then we rolled the care of that $6 million on there. Now, the board meeting was in May, I think.
We go in into that board meeting in January, and they were telling us that to get back on track again, it was going, from an accounting standpoint, a natural standpoint, it would take anywhere from a year to a year and a half,
yes,
or two.
Yeah,
to
I
get
was
back.
Thinking 2 years, because you're catching up all the time.
So while you and Gloria were praying, where the staff was concerned, in December of 1989, I gathered them every day, every morning in the atrium. And we just decided to praise God that we were completely out of that debt situation. We just did it. We laid into it. You laid into it. We crossed over into 1990. By the time we got to March, all of the accounts payable,
yes,
were caught up. And on July the 10th,
yes,
of 1990 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
It was paid in full.
It was paid in full. They came in with a check. Jan came in with a check and said, we are completely caught up. That was a supernatural,
yes,
manifestation of acceleration,
now,
of provision.
Now, up until then, we had always paid the TV bill in two pieces. Because this thing was, what, $30 million a year or, yeah, something like, yeah, that. We started paying the TV bill in one check.
Praise God.
Because finally, I saw it first. Luke 6, 27. And we'll close. Thank you, Lord. Well, after this, I do have another scripture I'll give you. Luke 6, 27. Now, this is in the same area, but Luke expounds on this. And, now, wait a minute. Yeah, Luke 6, 27 through 38. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and unto them that smiteth thee on one cheek, after also offer also the other, and him that taketh away the cloak, forbid not to take a coat also. Give to every man that ask of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask him not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But, now listen to this. Forget about the verses and the numbers. Listen to this. Love your enemies and do good. Lend hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. for he is kind. Here we are again. He is so good. He is kind. Oh. Unto the unthankful and to the evil, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, you will not be judged. Condemn not, you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure you measure withal, it will be measured to you again. If that doesn't say it, I don't know how to say it. Amen. A good God and a bunch of people that will obey him and not get all bent out of shape over any of it and just keep smiling. Amen. And now, thank you, Lord. Turn with me to the book of Colossians. Has this helped you today? The book of Colossians. The book of Colossians was one of those that shocked me beyond measure when I first began to read through it. It was hard for me to have a concept like this. And this is something. Hey, partners, are you listening? This is on the prayer list, on the letter. Chapter 1, 9, 10, and 11. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Glory to God, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, look at this 13th verse. Who has already delivered us from the power, the authority of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We moved in. We moved in. He translated us. That happened instantaneously when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the dear Son, dear there is agape. We're citizens of the love kingdom. Because it's love's kingdom and glory to God. We were born into the love kingdom. And love has everything. So seek first his kingdom and his way of doing what's right, and it'll all be added to you. Listen to me. Listen to me about COVID-19 sufferers. Oh, quit seeking the government so much. Seek first the kingdom. He can get things to you that you have no idea how he's going to get them there, but he can do it. He will do it. He's good.
How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that his goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand his goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know his goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. as you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His Word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life.
Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
In today's message, Brother Copeland taught a very timely word on first things first, and it comes from Matthew 6:33. Now, many people may still be experiencing some lingering effects from 2020 and the pandemic, but we have God's Word to help keep our perspective and our priorities in line. And when there is sickness and financial stress in the world, God's kingdom is healthy, whole, and prosperous. You see, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And our product offer this week will help you renew your mind and build your faith for victory. Gloria Copeland's audio series called The Goodness of God is a 6-message teaching on how to live in God's goodness and have continual access to the blessing of the Lord. When pressure comes, keep God's promises and His goodness right on your mind and right in front of your thinking. Trust and believe God, knowing He is a good God, and apply the biblical principles that put the law of receiving into motion in your life. You see, God has a plan and a place of abundance for you. And this is a good series for your faith library. Don't miss out on this, because the goodness of God is something you can apply by faith to every season of your life. You can request your free package as an MP3 disc or as a digital download on kcm.org. And if you need someone to pray with you, I invite you to call KCM's prayer line. Their prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God. They'll pray in faith with you. And we want to see you become one of the thousands of testimonies that are coming into this ministry all the time about the good things our good God is doing when we come together in agreement, in faith, based on the Word of God. To contact the KCM office nearest you, just go to kcm.org for their information and hours of operation. Thanks so much for joining us on the broadcast today, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
My healing is already an accomplished fact.
Jehovah Rapha, healer. He always is the healer. He was the healer before there was a need for healing. Why? Because He's live.
I've made up my mind. I'm leaving with a miracle.
Come to Miracles on the Mountain, June 24th and 25th. Register at emic.org/miracles.